Lady Beavers with a big win here tonight, 49-21. Coach Amy Felker joins me here post-game. Congratulations on the win, Coach. And I'll say this, what a defensive performance for you guys tonight.
Oh, thanks for that. These girls knew what their game plan was. We knew 13 was their best player. And, you know, we told Avery last night that that was their job and we're going to put you on her. And she knew exactly what she was going to do. But, you know, it wasn't just Avery that played a great defensive game. Everybody helped. You know, when there were so many screens set on Avery, everybody helped Avery, gave her that second to get back. You know, it was just a great overall defensive performance tonight.
Yeah, she definitely had the assignment on their best player, Robbins, girl from Lamar. And to hold her to 10 points and as many shots as she took, it was a struggle for her to get to 10 points.
You know, she didn't get hardly any open looks. There was a couple that she got, and she capitalized on those. But we always had one or two girls on her, and she's starting to get frustrated. You know, she couldn't get open. She couldn't get those shots she wanted to. And so, you know, when you play defense like we played, it's hard on an offensive player.
When we talk about the defense by Avery with the assignment she had, you know what? You look at a player like Cheyenne Kramer, all she came in and did tonight was just, she was like a thief out there. I mean, steal after steal. I think one point, I think she had three or four steals in a row, and the team, I think, had six consecutive steals in a row in that second quarter.
You know, Cheyenne didn't have the best game on against Hoisington, but she came out tonight and she was ready to go. She was focused. And she was just that little cat, you know. She just stood back there, and when that pass made, she anticipated it and got it. You know, she did the little things right tonight and worked so hard. So I'm super proud of her.
I thought the ball movement tonight was pretty phenomenal, and there were times where you guys had Lamar out of position there and were getting the good shots, whether it was for Megan, whether it was for Avery, and whether it was for Erica, you name it there. But the ball movement, I think you really had to like tonight.
You know, These girls want everybody to be successful. One of our goals is always to make our teammates look great. You know, make that pass, make that screen. And they really did a great job tonight of finding the open person, getting them a good look at the basket. And I can't say anything. I mean, they just played really good at making those extra passes. So I'm super proud.
You could just tell the excitement when they get the assists, and you know, some teams don't have that sometimes, that your kids or your players are just generally happy for each other for their success.
You know, we have talked about that so much. You know, everybody, you know, radio, TV or newspapers, they always talk about the people that score the points, you know. And I said, there are so many other things that you guys do so well. I said, you need to celebrate the passes. You need to celebrate somebody setting a good screen for you. And they've really taken that to heart, and they understand that if it's not for the passer, if it's not for the screener, I don't get that open look. So it's really making for a great team effort to have that mentality. And we do cheer for all those girls, not just the shooter.
Well, it's going to be a 24-hour turnaround. You'll take on Coronado tomorrow night, and then they just picked up a big win over La Junta here, who happens to be your next opponent on Saturday as well, but it's Coronado first tomorrow night.
We're super ready, and we'll be refocused and ready to go.
Congratulations on the win, Coach. Enjoy it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.